You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome into the Gym Class for a sunny Tuesday here at KGYM. Great to have you with us as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour once again here today. Scott Unash with you on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. Coming your way from our studios here on the southwest side, Isaac on the other side of the glass. Mark Dukes joins me coming up here in just a moment. We got a great show for you, talking Major League Baseball with you today. Second time this year, we will hook up with the former Major Leaguer, Cal Eldred will join us, and we will discuss everything happening as far as MLB baseball or MLB is concerned. We'll do that coming up in about 20, 22 minutes or so. Also, big news in the Iowa women's basketball front we will get to and more today. 319-366-1600 is the text line. That is the phone line as well, 319-366-1600. Coming your way today, as we mentioned, all over Eastern Iowa and worldwide. And if you miss any of our previous shows, you can always go back and listen to them on our podcasts. They're available at kgymradio.com as well as Apple or Spotify. We are presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to their website at dupaco.com, celebrating their 75th anniversary in 2023. So Mark joins me here today on a gorgeous day in Eastern Iowa. Good afternoon. And no Mark. All right, we'll get back to him. We'll get back to him coming up in a moment. Isaac's coming in. Looks like everything's working. No Mark, though. Maybe he's had enough of the taxes and is cold and is just done with this and said that I'm just not going to do the show. Not going to do the show here today. No, that's not the case. We'll get Mark back on here coming up in just a couple of moments. And we got our best people on it for sure. As I mentioned, we're going to talk to Cal Eldred coming up in just a little bit. Plenty to talk about in the world of Major League Baseball. You've got the Tampa Bay Rays trying to remain unbeaten. Of course, we have locally the Cedar Rapids Colonels getting their season at home underway tonight with the Quad Cities River Bandits at 6:35 out at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Isaac says we're going to try it again. Mark, can you hear me now? Nope. All right. Not sure what's happening right there, but we'll get it taken care of here and get him hooked up and have everything ready to go here in just a couple of moments. As I mentioned, we're going to talk some Major League Baseball here in just a little bit at the bottom of the hour. We're also going to start things off by talking about the news as far as Iowa women's basketball is concerned today, as the scholarship that a lot of people were looking for opened, as Shatea Wietering, the young lady out of Montezuma, went into the transfer portal, and she is going to go elsewhere to play the rest of her college basketball career. That should open up a scholarship as far as Lisa Bluter and the Hawkeyes are concerned, and a lot of speculation already out there about how Iowa is going to go about filling that particular scholarship. As, yes, a lot of great players in the transfer portal at this time. We know that. A lot of great players, including a 6'7 post from out of Stanford that would fit the bill as far as, helping to replace Monica Sonano, who was, congratulations to her, by the way, was selected in the WNBA draft last night, as well as a pair of Cyclones. One of the two Iowa State players went in the top 10. That would be Stephanie Flores and Ashley Jones going a little bit later on. So great night as far as state of Iowa basketball is concerned, and it was great to see that. Love to see all these young ladies and young men move on and get a chance to go at the next level, and hopefully Ashley and Stephanie and Monica will get a chance to do that. Now, replacing Monica Sinano. Now, Addison O'Grady stepped in. I thought did a pretty good job down the stretch and into the NCAA tournament when Sinano got into some foul difficulty at times, just coming off the bench and spelling Monica a little bit as well. And she will get an opportunity to get some playing time next year. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But if you have an opportunity to go into the portal, pick somebody up that has some terrific attributes to them, then go get it. That's the name of the game here, especially when Iowa coming off a second-place showing as far as the national championship tournament is concerned. Iowa stock has never been higher, and you get an opportunity to dive into the transfer portal and to try to fill that spot. And that's what Iowa is going to do right here. 319-366-1600. Text line available to you. Phone line available to you as well. Again, that is 319-366-1600. Tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take an early break. We're going to get you a look at the weather. We're going to get everything squared away here with Mark. We'll come back. We'll talk a little Iowa women's basketball. Cal Edwards is going to join us as well coming up toward the bottom of the hour. So a lot to get to on a busy Tuesday edition of the Gym Class. So stay with us. There's more to come after this here on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. We're going to have plenty of sunshine and temperatures will be rising into the upper 70s today. Later on tonight, we are going to have clouds passing by and temperatures dropping down into the mid 50s. Tomorrow will be sunny, warmer, and windy with wind gusts around 30 miles per hour. That's going to send temperatures up into the low 80s. As we head into Thursday, we're going to have a repeat with temperatures around 80 degrees. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
Okay, on the grass, but out of the street. Perfect.
Why are you raking your leaves to the curb?
Tomorrow's our garbage day, so the leaf vacuum will be around too.
Leaves just go in your yardie cart, don't they?
You can, but this time of year, you can also rake them in a long row on the grass beside the street, and the vacuum truck will pick them all up.
I don't have time to rake right now.
That's okay. They'll be picking up through April 28th on garbage day. You've got time.
How do you know all this?
I got the message from crnewsnow.com.
Oh, I didn't get the message.
Get the message. Go to crnewsnow.com.
Lanny went to college and racked up huge debt.
A little bit over $100,000.
For a degree he couldn't use? Now what?
I had a friend that went to my computer career and they talked to me about it.
He was done in just months.
I did do it online.
They even helped him get hired immediately after graduation.
One of the things I love about IT is that you can work from anywhere you want.
You could become an IT pro in just months with zero experience at My Computer Career.
It worked for me and I know it can work for you.
It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Those are sports sounds. And people love sports so much, it makes them pay attention when I say, drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds.
It's way back. It's out of here.
And we all know how sports fans feel about big saves.
What a save!
See what I did there? Save is also a sports word. So save big when you switch to Progressive. Ooh, that's a golf clap.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
When you're an innovative business, every blinking cursor, every blank page is an opportunity. What will you do with it? Will you make something better or create something new? Our Dell Technologies advisors provide you with tools and expertise to do incredible things. Because we believe there's an innovator in all of us. For advice on smart PCs powered by Intel vPro that's built for business, call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte or combo orders. Save big money on your next project with 11% off at Menards. Transform your home with a new garage door from Ideal Door. Menards carries more than 10 different garage doors across 4 different sizes. In stock today. Give your home the update it deserves and get a 9x7 insulated garage door with windows for $629.99 after 11% rebate. Good through April 16th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Back with you on the Gym Class at 314. We're going to get Mark on the phone here in just a moment. And he will be joining us. Cal Elder to be joining us coming up in just a little bit as well as we talk some Major League Baseball with you. Talking a little bit about the Hawkeyes and their situation as far as the scholarship open in women's basketball. And going to get to that more here in just a moment. As I believe Mark's there now joining me. We're going to the backup plan of the backup plan today, right? How you doing?
I'm doing well, Scott.
It's not your fault, man.
Computers are a great thing, like my putter. When they work, it's wonderful.
Yeah, that is. Hey, we carry on, right? We move on and tackle everything as far as the world of sports is concerned. I was talking a little bit about the scholarship opening for the Iowa women. And I guess your thoughts about that. Everyone seems to have an opinion. Every All-American that's in the portal is coming to Iowa City now, and not sure that's going to be the case, but Iowa does have a unique opportunity.
Yeah, and we'll see if Lisa Bluto takes advantage of it with Shania Wettering. I heard your discussion about that, her transfer, the Montezuma star, where she lands, we'll see. A lot of folks wanting to see Lauren Betts, the 6'7 player out of Stanford, the number one recruit in 2022 in Iowa's fold. But, I mean, you look at Betts' recruiting when she first came out, it was everybody. It was UConn. It was Oregon. It was Notre Dame. And Iowa was nowhere to be found, and I think the fact that Betts commented on Caitlin Clark and Iowa's play on her Twitter feed kind of raised the expectations that, hey, if Iowa had a scholarship open, you know, this could happen and may well happen. I don't know. But it's going to be an interesting thing, not only Betts' recruitment and landing spot, but what Lisa Bluto decides to do with this opening.
Yeah. Now, a lot of speculation out there. I know Jeff Linder, who covers, we talked to live in Dallas at the Final Four, has talked, we've talked with many times. He does not think any of the big three are going to go there. Now, he said he could be wrong, but, you know, as far as the Louisville guard is concerned, I just don't see that because she's a shooter. She's not going to get her shots as many as she would like with Caitlin Clark back there. I think that is the longest of long shots there. If anyone is coming, it would be Betts.
Yeah, I'm not privy to sources like Jeff is, but I think Van Litt is Haley Van Litt from Louisville is very much a long shot because she's not going to get 20, 25 shots a game with Caitlin Clark on the floor. Iowa could use a big. I think with the players in the fold right now, that you know they could do okay. But if Lauren Betts is a real deal, that would be a game changer.
It would be. And keep in mind, Iowa also has the 6'7". Post player coming in from out in the state of Oregon, not with this incoming class, but with the next incoming recruiting class. So
right.
Also have that. Could it be a pair of 6'7"s? We'll see. And this also, and I agree with it a whole lot, and a lot of people that cover Iowa basketball, women's basketball, have tweeted this out as well. You just don't go out and get, you know, a player. You got to go out. You got to get the best fit for your team. correct? I mean, yes, if Betts is the best fit for your team, then great, but they have to not only fit in on the court, they have to fit in the locker room, they have to fit in off the court, in the community, et cetera, et cetera. And I think that's especially more important here in Iowa City.
Well, I think so, and that holds true for anybody that might come in. And no indication that Betts is anything less than could be a pretty good fit. She's a former high school player in Colorado, not exactly Midwest, but apparently a very good student. If she got into Stanford, that's a good sign. But I don't know. I think it's early in the process. Betts just announced her entry into the portal just a couple of days ago, and now the wettering news is fresh. So let's let it dry a little bit, see what happens.
Questions on the text line, 319-366-1600, and they both kind of center on the same question from both 9663 and 2662, and that is the scholarship question. Okay, Iowa suddenly has a scholarship available. Now, was this girl, 9663 asked, was this girl forced out or was she leaving on her own? And then also piggybacking on top of that, how does this scholarship work, or how does it reset with Sinano leaving? Now, I mean, that opens up one, but Iowa has recruits coming in that are going to fill those scholarships. And with the players leaving, exhausting their eligibility, and with the new recruits coming in, Iowa did not have a scholarship open. I can guarantee you 100% Lisa Bluter did not force any Shatia Wietering out of there. Did not force her out at all. Didn't get a lot of playing time. Has been battling injuries since she got to the University of Iowa out of Montezuma. Hey, it's 2023. If there's a team out there that doesn't lose a player, Mark, I think that's more newsworthy than if a team does have a couple people leave through the transfer portal.
Probably so. I mean, Wettering may have just seen the handwriting on the wall. She played 7 games as a freshman in mop-up duty and didn't play last year because she had a torn ACL. So this might seem fairly logical from the outside looking in. I think Iowa is actually full for 2024 as well. So you have to look at that aspect as well. A person like Betts who has more than 1 year of eligibility, you know, what does that mean for 2024?
Very true. Very true. Yeah, the next year Iowa's also has their scholarships taken care of. In fact, with another commitment they received over the weekend from a player up in Wisconsin. Of course, a member of that 2024 class, Callie Levine, out of Solon, and the Lady Spartans down there. 319-366-1600 here on the Jim Class at 3:23. We're going to talk to Cal Eldred coming up here, talk some Major League Baseball with you in just a couple of moments. And there's plenty to talk about as far as the world of Major League Baseball is concerned. And, more questions now with NIL involved in scholarships. Scholarships, let me just say this. Scholarships and NIL are two completely different entities. You have to have a scholarship, I guess. I mean, you can walk on, obviously, but you can't pay for a scholarship. I mean, it's kind of a gray area, if you will, but it's not a gray area, Mark.
In what respect?
Well, I mean, if you just can't say someone like Betts, okay, here's NIL money for you, come. Unless she wants to pay her own way.
Okay, I see what you mean. And yeah, I mean, scholarships were NIL before NIL existed. They are two different things now. You can't use NIL to, at least you he shouldn't.
No.
Use NIL money to recruit a player. So I don't know what's available out there to her.
Now, 2024, and this is a very good point, 1954 points out to us, the available scholarship for Wietering is available for the next couple of years. So, yes, if, say, just to play the game, if Betts comes in, yeah, she'll be okay for a couple of years. Yes, thank
you.
That's
a good point. Thank you very much.
Thank you, 1954. Ava Jones, the scholarship does count toward it, 51-22. Yes, Iowa is honoring that scholarship to Ava Jones, who, of course, had that terrible tragedy over the summer in Louisville and lost her dad. She is still hoping to play down the road. It's going to be a long, long journey back, but, hey, she's already in rehab, and I am not going to count Ava Jones out. Is she ever going to be the player she once was? I have no idea. But even if she ever gets on the court again, that is going to be a victory for that young lady.
Wouldn't you want to be in attendance for that?
Oh, man. There wouldn't be a dry eye in the house.
There would not. And I saw that she recently, within the last couple of days, had what she hopes to be her last knee surgery. So she's got a long recovery process, but that would be one of the most wonderful stories, I would think, if it transpires.
Yeah. Yeah, and just some clarification on that. Yes, if you decide to walk on, there have been players, football, basketball, et cetera, that have, you know, not had their scholarship, that have given it up basically to allow a scholarship to be used to bring in another player. Yeah, that is absolutely out there on the table. And with NIL, that's a whole lot easier than it used to be. 2023.
Yeah, it's unusual, but it has happened. It's not unlike an NFL player having his contract reconfigured to create money in the salary cap. But it's not apples to oranges in that regard. But, yeah, it has happened. It's rare, though.
It is rare. 319-366-1600 at 327. We're going to talk to Cal Eldred coming up here in just a little bit. But, Mark, I'm going to throw it to you for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. It's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway and First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They are right across from Lindale Mall next to the Home Depot and behind Taco John's. And they're open at 4 o'clock, and you bet that patio is going to be going tonight out there.
Yeah, and I think the Colonels will have a very good crowd tonight as well. The home opener for Cedar Rapids. Beautiful weather tonight. Last year, it was in the 30s with flurries.
Better tonight.
Major League Baseball action, everything under the lights. Cedar Rapids' Mitch Keller will oppose the Astros for the Pirates tonight. Speaking of college basketball, Duke's Kyle Filipkowski, a tremendous center, has announced he's returning to the Blue Devils. And finally, without Tiger Woods and without a star in golf, some say, the Masters received 16.3 million viewers for the final round Sunday, the most watched golf tournament in 5 years.
Masters did well, and we're going to talk to Bob Herrig tomorrow, covers golf nationally for Sports Illustrated, and there are a lot of things to discuss. I mean, this, we're going to look back on this 2023 Masters, I think, and yeah, it was a big margin of victory for Jon Rahm, but man alive, there were a lot of things, a lot of tentacles to this. Is this the beginning of the end competitively for Tiger? Have people moved on a little bit that, okay, Tiger wasn't there on Sunday? And, yeah, big ratings as far as the Masters are concerned. There are a lot of things to talk about with Bob. And, of course, he penned that book, The Tiger and Phil book, the unlikely duo with those two a couple years ago. And we're going to talk with Bob coming up tomorrow. Chris Liss will also join us. So get your fantasy baseball questions ready to go for Chris tomorrow on the Wednesday edition of the program. All right, we're going to take a break, come back, and get ready to talk Major League Baseball. Our friend Cal Eldred will join us, and we'll talk some MLB when we return after this here in the Gym Class on KGYM.
Compost is great for your garden and a fantastic way to give your lawn a healthy lift. And it's free at the Cedar Rapids Linn County Solid Waste Agency. You can also use compost around trees and shrubs and cover them with a layer of wood chips, which are also free at the Solid Waste Agency. Get your yard and garden in shape. If you're a Linn County resident, pick up free compost and wood chips at the Solid Waste Agency location next to Mount Trashmore. Get ours and all the details at solidwasteagency.org.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The best teams start with great talent, but finding the right people can be a challenge. It's like sports scouts researching top athletes across the country to find potential picks for pro teams. But when it comes to hiring, ZipRecruiter can help you find the right candidates for your team fast. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 top job sites. And ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. To try ZipRecruiter for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
The Earth is a big ball of energy. ENJ Geothermal wants to help you tap into it. Spring is an ideal time to have ENJ install a geothermal system to heat and cool your home. An energy-efficient Climate Master geothermal system from ENJ Geothermal saves money on your energy bills, sure. But right now, you'll save even more with the extended federal and state geothermal tax credits. The folks at ENJ Geothermal would be happy to tell you all about it. Find out more at ejgeothermal.com.
At Lowe's, we're always bringing pros more ways to save on the brands you trust. Right now, buy a select DeWalt 12-volt Behr tool starting at $119 and get a DeWalt 12-volt 2-pack battery free valued at $129. Plus, you'll always save big on job lot quantities when buying select building supplies in bulk. Because Lowe's knows savings, Lowe's knows pros. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Lowe's reserves the right to limit quantities. Discount taken at time of purchase. Battery and charger not included with buy items. Valid through buy 3.
Wait, aren't these all charitable donations?
At Magda's Tax Prep, every person counts.
I'd rather not have to file for an extension.
She needs new auditors to maximize returns on her family time.
On itemized deductions. Hey, can someone help with these 1099s?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Back with you on the Gym Class 332 here on KGYM. Thank you for joining us. Do appreciate it. The poll question today available to you at KGYMradio.com. This presented by Hawkeye Title and Settlement. They're located at 568 Highway 1 West in Iowa City. Big thanks to Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. And that is, do the NBA playoffs begin tonight? Yes or no? It's the play-in tournament. It's, you know what? It'd be just like the wild card games in baseball. So my vote is a yes. Sorta. Isaac is right there with me. A yes, sorta. Sorta in. I guess if you're the 10th place team, I don't know. It's like this is akin to stage racing in NASCAR. Hey, you won a stage, and you got in at number 10, and good for you. We've got coverage of the, if you want to call it playoffs or play-in tournament, coming up tomorrow night for you right here on KGYM. 319-366-1600. Keep those texts rolling in. If you have a question for our friend Cal Eldred, who is set to join us right now, he joins us every couple of weeks to talk Major League Baseball, the former major leaguer and former pitching coach for the Kansas City Royals. And kind enough to join us here again on KGYM. And Happy baseball to you, Cal.
No doubt, and it feels like baseball weather here.
Amen.
Right, this is awesome.
This is the way it should be, right?
It should. If they just start the season about 2 weeks from now, we'd get this more often.
Okay. Worst weather, whether it was the major league opener or go back and even to your minor league days. Mark was talking a little bit earlier on that last year for the Colonels home opener, it was 30 in the 30s, spitting snow. It's going to be beautiful tonight. You don't get that very often. What was the worst opening day weather you ever played in?
Oh, wow. There's two games that come to mind, and one we played Oakland in Milwaukee, and there's so many fans that show up for that. It actually, then it was so cold it looked like a Packers game because everybody had their heavy gear on, and which most people, if you're from Wisconsin, you understand that, but that was bitter. I remember I started against Bobby Witt, and we both gave up 5 runs in 5 innings, and we're so happy to get out of there. And let the rest of the team slug it out. But that was one of the coldest. That was in 94, I believe, or 94. And then actually a college game in Southwest Missouri State. That was, wow, that was, those are two of the worst I can think of.
Hey, Cal, Tampa Bay 10-0, three wins short of the major league record to tie. What do you make of it? Do we pump the brakes because it's been against Detroit, Washington, and Oakland?
You know, you make a good point as to who their opponents have been. And then you see them, Boston, come into town and they play a 1-0 ball game and still manage to win that one. I do like Tampa. I like their pitching. They've got some good young position players, kept some guys, and not had to pay them a whole lot. I know their payroll is not very high. It's at $80-some million, which is kind of higher for them. But you'd think that would be a huge lead, but you see the other teams in that division are still, you know, the Yankees haven't gone away. They haven't run away from anybody. So I think basically Tampa has done what they're supposed to do. If they're supposed to be a better team, they're supposed to beat these teams. And so I just feel like they now said, okay, everybody else in our division, you want to be at the top with us, you're going to have to beat those teams you're supposed to.
Tampa reminds me of like the Butler Bulldogs of the day when they were going really well in college basketball. They're that mid-major, nobody wants to play. And they just do really, really well. Think how good they could be if they were bringing in free agents and had a big ballpark, new shiny ballpark that people would want to come from other teams to play in.
Yeah, because they do a nice job selecting players and then making trades even in the minor leagues. I think that's part of what they do a nice job of. And then they hang on to their position players long enough that they get a lot from them. But they've also traded pitchers at the right time. And you look at and maximize their value. And therefore they add to their minor league system from other people's minor league system. So they do it a different way. That's the difference. They need to do it a different way. Some of these other teams need to do it that way also. But you're right, Scott. If they could do what Houston just did in this offseason and added a Jose Abreu, man, I mean, they would hope that would be pushing them over the top.
Cal, I think myself and all of us probably were interested in how the shift restrictions would affect the game. And every game I watch, there's still a shift. It's just legally, and shifts like maybe when you were playing, not as pronounced. It's within a legal means. So it tells me analytics are still employed.
They are still employed, Mark. And I think the deal is that they just can't play as deep, but they go to those positions. So it's still in play. And I think that you know, I hear something from the young Walker kid that's had such a great hot start with the Cardinals, that he said just yesterday was, they're talking about these, you know, he keeps getting a hit, keeps this hitting streak that's starting the season and as a young player. And he said, I need to put the ball in play. And I think if more teams will do that with two strikes, that's when you hit the ball, you go the other way, you go against the shift, even when they're shifting and they're still on the infield dirt. I think that's where there's a lot of hits that players don't pick up because they're still trying to hit the ball out of the ballpark with two strikes. But I agree with you, Mark. I think it's similar in play, but I do like the fact that you see those liners that get over the infield, and those are at least hits.
Pitch clock, for me anyway, has been a success. Now, you're a former pitcher. I wanted to hear from you what your thoughts are about it. Games are shorter. The pace is so much better now, especially with guys on base. You don't wait around 55 seconds between pitches. I think it's fantastic, but I wanted to get your opinion.
Well, I think an adjustment's been made, Scott, and I think some pitchers are still making that adjustment, that it's about changing your timing going to home plate. And if you can do that as a pitcher, whether you're a starter or reliever, doesn't matter, but with runners in scoring position or runners on base, period, then runners aren't going anywhere. If they're at first and you're changing your time up, even with the shorter allotted time that you have. But that batter has to be ready to go. So I'm not against it. I like pitchers working quickly. And I would say from my own experience and most pitchers that I've worked with, they wouldn't have a problem with it. Rarely they would. But most time that then a batter steps out or a pitcher steps out, they're allowed, to do that on occasion. But it's, you just can't do it very often. So I like it that the games are moving quicker, and I've always liked pitchers working faster. So I don't really have a problem with this clock. The only amount of times a throw over, I'm not huge about that, but it just causes the pitcher to make an adjustment and change his times.
Cal, more surprising, Milwaukee is 7-3 or the Cardinals are 3-7?
Oh, I'm not surprised that Milwaukee is where they're at. I think they're a good ball club. I think they're probably their pitching is really good. I think they're a well-rounded team. Will they, stay at this clip? Probably not. But I think they're a playoff team. The Cardinals, because of their opponents, they've played some pretty good clubs, and I think that their pitching, their starting pitching, even their pitching overall, has shown that they're not where they have been in the past. They needed Jack Flaherty to be really, really sharp, even though he has the lowest ERA. He's walked a lot of guys, and that's not like Jack. And Waino is a stable force in that rotation. So, and I think they need more pitching. I thought they needed more pitching going into the season. Offensively, I think the Cardinals are going to be fine. They're going to win some games because they score a lot of runs. So I'm not that surprised that Milwaukee's where they're at. Little more surprised at the Cardinals' offense. They've done well, but they haven't been able to make up for the woes in their pitching right now.
I think they miss Yadi a little bit too. Just that steadying influence.
I've told you guys he's worth a point and a half in your earned run average. So, and that's I've said that in the past, and he means a lot. And these pitchers too are learning how to work with Contreras behind the plate, and those things sometimes take some time.
Yeah, Arizona 7-4. They've been the surprise along with Milwaukee in the National League. I don't know. In fact, I don't think the Diamondbacks are going to be able to keep this up. But you never say never, right?
Well, when I look at Tampa that you guys mentioned earlier, you see their run differential. Man, they've scored a lot of runs, and I know it's against teams that are not where we think they're going to end in end at the top. But Arizona's done a nice job against some good clubs, but their run differential it's zero. So they're playing some good teams, and they're winning the close ones, and that's what you have to do. And it's good for them because, man, they're still only a game ahead of the Dodgers and the Padres, who is what who we thought would probably be close to the top. So give the Diamondbacks credit right now. They're doing a nice job.
I had a question about my Twins, Cal. They're the second best ERA in Major League Baseball right now, behind Tampa Bay. That surprises me. I think Rocco Baldelli is allowing his starters, because they've been successful, to go deeper into games. And this bullpen is pretty darn good. But like a lot of teams, and that will lead to Scott's next question, you see some guys on the bench. So what do you think of the Twins 6-4 start?
Well, I think they're going to be a good club. I think if you would tell me that the division, the way the division looks right now, that it would look that way at the end of the season, I would probably have to say it's going to be pretty close, because I think Cleveland, Minnesota, and the White Sox should play better than they have. They haven't gotten the pitching that they need. But I like the Twins with Correa in the lineup and Buxton in the lineup. If they can keep those guys in the lineup, Mark, I think that they could win this division. Those two bats, the speed that Buxton gives them, the defense that those two guys can play, and their leadership, I think that's what they need. Especially if they can pitch like they do. I don't know that they'll stay at this level, but they have some veteran arms. Adding Lopez to their rotation, that was so smart. I mean, that's something that I think that was a great move for them in the offseason.
Cal Elder joining us here on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class at 3:46 here on KGYM, talking some Major League Baseball. Spencer, during his show, Spencer on Sports at 2 o'clock, has Spencer complains about the Brewers. I'm going to piggyback off of that. Not so much complaining about the White Sox and their start, but my complaint is this. Here we go again. It's less than 2 weeks into the season, and four White Sox are on the IL. Including Tim Anderson, 2 to 4 weeks. Thought Eloy Jimenez going to the DH would alleviate some problems, and he hurts a hammy. That's just kind of a yearly thing for Eloy, it seems. But it's not only a White Sox thing. It's across the board. And I was talking to Mark earlier today. Why in the world? There seemed to be just piling on injuries after injury after injury. Is it just because the players are bigger? We know that. I don't know. What is there any sort of rhyme or reason to this?
Well, I think some of them, you know, my first thought about Tim Anderson would say, well, he played in the WBC. There are some of these players that are having a little bit of a hangover from that. And then there's other players who are not. I mean, but I saw the play where Tim got hurt, and it was kind of a freak play.
Yeah, that was a freakish thing.
Yeah, it was, but to your point, Scott, Jimenez seems, I don't know, he plays every 6 weeks, and it's unfortunate because he's a very talented player. And so, you know, you, of course, as a fan, and even as a coach, you start asking, what's he doing? Is he really taking care of himself? And I know the Southsiders, I know those fans, that's what they're thinking, and I don't blame them, because you got to have that kid in the lineup to help that club. But then, you know, for them, not having Hendricks at the end of the ball game is not, that just, that hurts that bullpen. So the injuries, you know, there, I think some of these guys, it is because they played, in the WBC, but I also say that baseball from a training standpoint, especially with pitchers, have gotten to where they're trying to get the max throw out of every throw they make. And you guys know as well as I do, when you try to push on that gas pedal all the time and stay at the red line, you're going to break sooner or later. And so there is something to be said about those guys that can play at 80% or pitch at 80%, go to 100 when they need to. And I think, you know, guys, I'm talking about the Iron Man, Cal Ripken Jr. You guys know, you saw him, you watched him. There were times when he was going 80%. Still giving a good effort in what was needed, and there's times when he stepped on it when he needed to, and he's a big guy. So I think those are the things that a lot of these players need to learn how to do, but that's not how a lot of them are being trained.
Greg Maddux. Pitchers, yeah. Go watch Greg Maddux highlights.
Yeah, it's a good point, and I think you see if you take Justin Verlander, he's a guy that's been able to last as long as he has, and Max Scherzer, because they don't redline all the time. They step on it when they need to. And being able to coach Zach Greinke last year, same thing. Now, Verlander can still, get the velocity up there, and even at a 40-year-old age, let's put it that way.
Well, Cal, you're a big guy and always took care of yourself. How many times were you on the injured list for a significant
amount
of time?
Well, I always say, and any fan will tell you, too many, Mark. I did have Tommy John surgery, and that seems like you almost, if you play long enough, and I had that back in the middle of 1995, if you play long enough, you're probably going to have something like that. And then I had a few bone issues after that. But other than that, you're going to have some arm problems normally as a pitcher. But other than that, body-wise, I didn't have any problems. And I credit that with working out and staying in shape and doing the things you needed to do in the off season. I can speak for another Iowan, Mike Boddicker, who, as Mike's career went on, he might have lost a little velocity, but he took care of himself physically and knew when to step on it and when not to, and he pitched a long time. And I know, Mike would tell you now his knees were bothering him when we played together in 94, but it does, even when you are big, it doesn't matter, or small, you've got to take care of yourself and train right.
Mitch Keller on the mound tonight for the Pirates, the Cedar Rapids native, off to a good start so far. Gets his third chance to pitch early in the season tonight against the Houston Astros. But like I said, so far so good, and Mitch looks really good in his first two outings with Pittsburgh, save for one inning.
Yeah, and those are going to happen. But I getting to know Mitch last few years, watching him work out in the off season, and watching him go about his business the way he has embraced the work, just like we were talking, that needs to be done, from understanding what he does to get people out, how he gets people out, what pitches he should be using, the adjustments he needs to make, and these guys, as far as nutrition and sleep, take care of themselves better than most guys ever have. So Mitch is just, Mitch is really reaping some of the benefits of him, the work he's put in and the concentration and learning himself more than anything. So I'm happy for him. It's great to see what he's doing. And you just keep rooting for him to keep it up.
Very true. Very true. And of course, White Sox get Lopez tonight against Lance Lynn, one of those guys that was in the WBC and not been too great so far coming off the WBC for the White Sox. So I don't know. I think Mark's got the upper hand on me tonight.
You guys know, I know Lance really well. But I was a little surprised he pitched in the WBC, because I know he's had some ailments in the last couple years and he's dealt with them really well. He's helped the Sox a lot. But you watch, he'll catch his breath. He'll be back out there. He'll be pitching well. I expect this will be a fun one to watch tonight.
I agree.
Not tonight.
Not tonight. A lot of teams right now just kind of bunched together. I guess that's good for baseball early on anyway. And you can't, as we have said, and you've reiterated so many times, Cal, before we let you go here, you can't win the pennant in April, but you sure as heck can lose it in April.
You can, and you look at the teams, you look at what has happened to Oakland, where St. Louis is. I think they're going to be okay. You're dealing with different caliber. I'm not sure about San Francisco. I need to look at that club a little bit more. But Detroit and Kansas City, they've got to be careful. They can't get behind, because if Minnesota and Cleveland decide they're going to take off, and the White Sox won't be far behind them. So they need to win these division games that they're playing And it's plus Cleveland went on the road and had a nice road trip on the West Coast. So, you know, it's sometimes it's catching those teams when they're not playing well, and they had the A's and the Mariners. So it's you're right, Scott. You gotta keep tabs on this to make sure that you don't fall too far behind this early. April can be a fun one, but it can you can lose it.
Very true, very true. As Kyle says in the text line, great to hear Cal again here on KGYM, and we'll hear from Cal again in a couple weeks on a Tuesday. And enjoy the baseball, Cal, and you don't have to go back for a refill of popcorn as many times with shorter games. So that's a plus, man.
Yeah, I don't have to work out as hard in between, so that's just fine.
All right. Thanks, Cal. Appreciate it.
You bet.
All right, Cal Elder joining us here on the Gym Class. We'll take a break and come back, have more for you, and wrap things up after this.
Enjoy cleaner, safer, and more private internet daily. Be more cyber zen. Catch the special deal now at nordvpn.com. With a few simple clicks, NordVPN will block online trackers and hide your virtual location. It will secure your devices from malware-infected downloads and block access to malicious websites. Enjoy internet without trackers. Internet without malicious websites. Internet without malware-ridden files. Imagine your data more secure, your connection protected. Zen. Catch the special deal now at NordVPN.com. NordVPN, cybersecurity built for every day.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone, America's number one brakes destination. We have the pads, rotors, drums, shoes, and brake fluids to improve your stopping power. Right now, save 15% when you get any two Duralast rotors with a set of Duralast brake pads. Missing a tool? Ask about our free loan-a-tool program and borrow the tools you need to get the job done.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Claim based on data from the MPD Group 2021. Deposit required for loan-a-tool.
Union Pacific Railroad wants you to join its team. It's an opportunity that comes with great pay and benefits. There are a variety of open roles across its 23-state network, including train crew positions, with hiring and relocation incentives of up to $50,000 in some locations. You can even get a free college education while working. Union Pacific Railroad connects hundreds of communities, hauling goods Americans rely on every day. Get your career on the right track with Union Pacific and apply today at up.jobs/sports. That's up.jobs/sports.
Always good to talk baseball with Cal Albert, and we'll do that in a couple weeks again on a Tuesday down the line here on KGYM. As 0835 reminds us, the big story of the day, the news out of the Iowa women's basketball program that Shatia Wienering has entered the transfer portal, opening up a scholarship, and not sure if it's going to be Betts or not, but boy, that would fulfill a need for the Iowa women's basketball team, Mark. And tomorrow we got another great show. Bob Herrig is going to join us. We'll look back at the Masters. He was there all week covering things for Sports Illustrated. And then Chris Liss will join us as we will talk fantasy baseball. And if you have an early fantasy football question, we can flag that tomorrow for Chris as well. Mark, have a great night, and we will talk to you tomorrow at 3.
Sounds great. Talk to him.
You've been listening to the Gym Class right here on KGYM. Todd Bromel Camp Show is next.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Sarah wants a yard.
My own little paradise.
Brad, however, hates yard work.
The only thing I hate more than cutting the grass is paying someone to cut the grass.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Sarah and Brad found a great home with a yard. A very, very small yard.
Time to